All right, this is Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host today, The Fote. And joined with me is Mr. Chris Bennett from Montreal. Let's.
That was just Discharge off the Y album, the Alpha and Omega. That's when heavy music started, 1981.
Yeah.
Big time. And I got Annie Wilson here on the mic, too. It's her birthday.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Big time.
Oh, wait, that was the Y 12-inch EP, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Don't confuse it with an LP, because then you're a poser. And you don't know what you're talking about.
Before that, there was some other bullshit playing. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
You can find it in the garbage up behind the station if you're interested.
Some PDX punks bullshit. I don't know. Okay, what do we have next? We have a good raw punk hardcore show happening today.
We got Restitut, first album, Ruker's cover, Protest and Survive.
Actually, that's pronounced Restitut.
Yeah, get it right, you idiot. Okay, so anyways, yeah, here we go. This is it on Generation Annihilation.
Nada, 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 nada personne au fond. Un passage des enfers, j'en dis au fond du côté. Ils sont ceux qui s'en passent, nous éclatons en tant que sa mesa. Ils sont ceux qui s'en passent, nous éclatons en tant que sa mesa. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Mais os atrasos assim são Paulo. O vivo esbarrando, desesperando na calçada. E você o que está fazendo sentado atrás dessa mesa? E você o que está fazendo sentado atrás dessa mesa? Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada. Nada, nada, nada.
Yeah. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, you just heard a PSA about your friends of CITR card. Get a CITR card. It'll be awesome. What did we just hear, dudes?
That was Children Fuck Off by Gaze from Japan.
A good sentiment.
Yeah.
I can get behind that. Very punk. Before that, it was Putrid Fever, the old Italian hardcore band with Draw of Fear off their Repress LP, which rules. Before that, Olo Soco with Nada off the Welcome to 1984
Nada.
Comp. Nada. The old Maximum Rock and Roll compilation, which totally kicks ass as well. For that, Restitut with Protest and Survive, the Rookers cover. That's what we started the whole set off with.
Oh, you forgot Is This to Be by Discharge, of the greatest mini LP of all time.
Yes. Well, we already talked about this, I think. But you can never talk about how awesome that record is.
Nah, we'll probably play it again 3 more times before the set's over.
That's probably a good idea. We still have 45 minutes.
So right.
We can fit it in at least 3 times.
Excellent.
Big time.
I think we've got a request coming up.
Oh, yeah. We got a request. My usual co-host, Aaron Brown, called and wanted to hear the Crucifix. So we'll get to that in a bit. Dude called and asked for the Ramones. Maybe I'll look for some if he's lucky, but most likely not. You're just gonna have to listen to Raging Hardcore instead for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think first we got the last Anti-Simex album, Scandinavian Jawbreaker. First song, Brain Cell Battle.
Yes,
I think it's about getting fucked up, possibly. I don't know, that's my interpretation.
As most Anti-Simex songs are of that era. All right, Chris is kicking over chairs and stuff. We're trashing the studio. I hope you're trashing your bedroom while you listen to Anti-Simex here on CITR. Let's go.
Let's kick some ass.
right, that was The Crucifix with the song Annual Report off the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation, Welcome to 1984. That goes out to Aaron Brown, who requested that. But yeah, I don't know, Aaron, you kind of have your head up your butt, because this band is far superior. They're called Crucifix. This is a song called Stop Torture, and it'll blow you away more than Crucifix ever will. So here we go. Let's get to it, DJ. We'll be right back. All right, I was trying to play a promo for Flex Your Head, but it wasn't.
By the hardcore stuff.
Oh, now it's working. Oh, well. Listen to Flex Your Head every Thursday. I think it's 6 to 8 p.m. Listen to it. Stevenson Mike's an awesome dude, and he plays really good ripping hardcore punk. So, yeah, check that out. Okay, what did we just hear? We just heard Meanwhile.
That was Meanwhile, yeah.
Meanwhile with the song Minutes of Oppression off the Show Must Go On 7-inch.
Good disco from Sweden.
Yeah.
Definitely. Saw them play last year in Montreal, and they fucking were really good.
And just blew you away.
It was excellent. Actually, it could have been a few years ago. I don't know.
Man. Yeah, that's...
Formerly
Dischange. Formerly Dischange. I think Dischange is one of my favorite disc bands of all time.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
What do you think, Chris?
Disaster.
You're shaking your head.
Disaster, for sure.
Oh, okay. Disaster's up there, too. Yeah. That LP is getting repressed soon, too.
Excellent.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
What's his name? Paco Muse is putting it out. The dude who brought us such bands as Invasion and all those Spanish hardcore bands. Anyways, let's start backwards here. We played Kvartingen off of the Samhällets Förråder LP. I totally mispronouncing it. But that's another Yallo band. Yallo from Totalitär, No Security, and like every ripping Swedish hardcore band. Before that, we heard Chris's favorite Finnish hardcore band, Terveet Cadet. They were really short songs, so we just kind of let it play. We played three tunes.
Yeah, short song. They were really short and were really kind of wasted. So
yeah, and they're sweet.
In the long run.
We needed to fill up our Finnish content on this radio show. So
yeah, I think so.
I think we did it for what we're not playing Canadian. We're playing Finnish today. Before that, speaking of Finnish, we played Kilma Sota off of their 10 tracks. The mini LP off of Feral Ward Records. And before that, Crucifix with Stop Torture. And before that, starting off the whole set, was Crucifix for Aaron Brown. So who do you think wins, Crucifix or Crucifix?
Come on.
No question. Sorry, Aaron Brown.
No contest.
Yeah, you're of the minority here, Aaron Brown. I'm sorry. What do you say? You want to keep it rolling or what?
Yes. What do we got next here? Mass Grave?
Yeah, we got Mass Grave. Their LP finally just came out. They recorded it like over a year and a half ago, and it finally just came out last week. They had it for their show that they played on Sunday at Garbage Mountain with
Bloody Phoenix. And Vile Horrendous Aerial Bombardment.
How was that show? It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I enjoyed myself. It was actually really fucking good.
I heard Chris and Lendog had a pretty funny adventure. That night.
We had a good time. It's that's all I can say about that.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Man, I should mention the studio smells like garbage right now.
Yeah.
Like punk.
It
smells like punk. We're still going from last night. Like, we're just flipping records all night in my room and just drinking beers to, I don't know, maybe not drinking beers right now because I don't think that's legal. But here we are on the radio just flipping records again, still.
It's keeping it rolling, man.
Keeping it rolling. Keeping the good times rolling. So anyway, this goes out to Hesher. I think he's listening. So this is your band, buddy. This is Mass Grave on CITR, Generation Annihilation. Oh!
there's still time to submit to CITR's Shindig 2011. Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands competition. All styles are welcome, whether you're a solo country crooner or a 10-piece punk philharmonic. Past participants include The Organ, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, and They Shoot Horses, Don't They? To enter, send a minimum 3-song demo of original material and your contact information to shindig.submissions@gmail.com by August 12th. Or, do it the old-fashioned way and put everything in an envelope directed to Shindig 2011, care of CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Learn more at CITR.ca. Don't be shy. Submit for Shindig 2011.
Power Chord, that show is coming up next in about 15 minutes. That means that we have to cram in as much D-beat hardcore punk as we possibly can.
We'll do it.
And we'll blab a little bit here first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of the Bloody Phoenix show, I just want to give a shout out to Tessa Kerr for dealing with all the idiots who don't want to pay $10 for touring bands. Yeah, all those people can saw it off. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, a lot of people. I got an email from some guy complaining about Tessa working the door, saying he got turned away because he didn't have enough money. And I don't know. I said, well, man, it's 2011. You know, when you go into a movie, you don't say, hey, you know, I only have $5. Can I still go see the Harry Potter movie?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way. Why do that with punk, you know?
Exactly.
These are hardworking touring bands, you know?
Support your scene, guys. Come on.
Be part of the scene, not just the scenery.
Exactly.
Boo! Sorry, I'm a little pausey after listening to the Gorilla Biscuits last night. lucky for you people, we're not playing any of that Youth Crew stuff. Today, maybe next week.
Maybe next week. It's a threat.
All right, let's talk about what we just heard. We heard Death Threat off the Considerate War record. The song was called Since Day One, which is, I love that song. I love that whole record. It's awesome. Before that, Totalitar off of the last album they did, Virar Eliten, with a song that I will not even try to pronounce. For that, we filled in our Canadian content, I think, finally, on this show. We played from Montreal, the mighty Inepsy off the See You in Hell 7-inch, my favorite thing that they ever recorded, with the song Germ Warfare. Awesome stuff, eh?
Fucking good. I like it.
Great.
Yeah, brilliant.
Great record.
Speaking of great records, this one wasn't great. It was a band called D-Control. Woo! What do you think of the drumming on that record, Chris?
I thought it was pretty D-beat, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty D-beat. I'll give you that.
It's pretty D-beat.
Pretty good. That was off the album Final War. Hardcore Holocaust put that out.
They did, yeah. That was their last album. Came out, what did you say?
2003. Man, you're old, dude.
I'm getting there. I can't believe I made it this far.
You've been D-beating them tubs for a while now.
Yeah, that was kind of our swan song LP, I guess. That was the third album. I think track off the second side. It was recorded in Edmonton, actually.
Edmonton, yeah. Sweet. Yeah. You managed to get Jay to actually shell out some money, eh?
Jay did sell out some cash. He's a good guy for that, you know. back in those days, you know, before people downloaded everything, you know, people actually bought records, so you could get the labels to kind of pay up a little bit. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still waiting for for my cash to roll in. I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. Gotta crack Mundo Muerto's whip to get him to make me some money. Sick of eating ramen and grilled cheese. Well, not really. What did we hear before D-Control? Oh yeah, Brand New Mass Grave with the song. We played two songs. What's Real and Serving Their Sentence Till Death. You should go look for that LP. They probably have it at Audio Pile right now and a bunch of stuff. Bunch of places. I just realized they took the cassette player right out of the studio here.
Yeah, that's weak.
Yeah, we brought like four tapes to play. I was going to play Fodder, who were here last week, and they annihilated everybody at the Moon Tower and then at the Alpha House.
Great D-beat band from Sacramento.
Oh, God. Spanish vocals, just ugh.
MG15 meets Discharge meets...
It's pretty much
some soap and
can just hear the soap coming out of the monitor. good stuff. So I don't know, be a nerd and download it like the rest of the dorks in society, I guess. What else? And I was also going to play a song off the Chapel demo tape, because Chapel's playing a show tonight at Pat's Pub. You should go. It's actually a benefit show for a really good cause. Our friend Jenna passed away
a couple weeks ago.
And it's a benefit for her daughter?
For her family.
Her family. Tragedies like this really blow. So
yeah, rest in peace, Jenna.
Rest in peace.
We miss you.
Yeah, come out and show your support and drink a lot of beer and hail Satan with Chapel tonight. And I don't know who else is playing. Who cares?
I can't remember.
It's Chapel. Kick-ass, Satan-worshipping rock and roll. You can't really go wrong with that stuff.
You sure can't.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff you can't go wrong with, let's get back into the music here. We got 10 minutes left. Probably going to play a couple of tunes, and then probably side B of Why by Discharge, because it is the best thing to ever be put onto anything black and wax, I'd say.
But first up, we got one of the original disc bands from Sweden.
Yes.
Discard.
Members of Mob 47 and a few other bands. Can't think of them right now. But here we go, Discard. Oh, yeah, and this is Generation Annihilation. Check out the podcast if you want to listen to this again. I don't know, just Google it. And here we go, Discard.
Right. I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, Shani, my boy right there. Giving props to CITR. Love that man. I love all his bands.
Salut, Shani.
Yeah, Shani, we love you. We hope you're listening, but you're probably not. You're probably working on, I don't know, welding something. Being short. And very French Canadian. Okay, so you just heard the band Sudor from Spain off their split with Crimen de Estado with a song called I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. I don't want to sound like a dork, but yeah, it's in Spanish. That goes out to another guy who's probably not listening. Diego, he's a rad dude. Me and him partied one night in Portland, and I woke up with a giant Sudor button on my vest, and yeah, apparently put it on me when I was passed out. And yeah, I love nice. That guy. What a nice gesture. Before that, my favorite current band from Scandinavia, Heratus, off of the self-titled LP, Ostavima, is the song. And we started that set off with the mighty Discard with Death Race from the Death From Above EP, one of the better old Scandinavian DB bands, I'd say. Yeah, and we got about 3 minutes left.
I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
I think we're going to finish it off with the B-side to Why, because that's what you feeble bastards deserve. This goes out to Annie, because it's her birthday, and she's in the studio with us.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Annie.
Thank you.
Everyone come out to Pat's Pub tonight and get her a bunch of drinks.
Or so come get naked on Wreck Beach.
Yeah, naked birthday party at Wreck Beach. Yeah, I'll be the man with just the fanny pack and motorcycle boots. Let's do this. Why? See you next week.
Play it loud.
Yeah.
Where is she? She says it's cool. Destruction!